Welcome to the official catch-up. Today I've got Blair Munn, first-team coach of Bowness United. How are you doing, Blair?
Hey, mate. Doing fine, thanks. How's things?
Yeah, doing great. It's been, it's been a while that we've not really done a catch-up. We're giving the boys a wee bit of a rest to focus on our team of the seasons and whatnot. How are you keeping throughout all this?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. I've actually dealt with it pretty well. I thought I'd have been a lot worse, but it's obviously completely different from my kind of normal routine that I've got every week, busy with three or four different coaching roles, etc. So, but no, I've been doing quite a bit on the laptop and stuff as well, and try to keep active as well. So, just hopefully we can get back soon.
Brian, man, obviously one of the reasons that we've kind of reached out to Bowness, but obviously the fact that we were actually at Bowness just before all this, Sean was. And it's been, we're basically waiting on SFA approval to allow you in the loan league. There was a couple of sort of speculation going about, but as far as I was aware, that was never in doubt. It was always down to licensing. Was that always the case, Blair?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, speaking to obviously Max and then the kind of secretary and the chairman and stuff at the club as well, we are kind of under the impression that obviously we eventually won the league. It's not obviously the way that we wanted to do it. We felt we were going to do it anyway, but obviously you'd want to go and win it by playing the games and winning it on merit. But yeah, obviously the licence that I'm sure the people have came out to see the licence and make sure everything's sorted. I think it was only a couple of things that the club had to do. Obviously speaking to the board and stuff, they've kind of done them. So as much as we're aware that, yeah, we'll be hopefully going into the Lowland League when football gets back, which is great for the club.
And one thing we often talk about is obviously the former East Juniors like Kelly, Bonnie Rigg, obviously doing quite well. Are you expecting Bowness to come into the league and be one of the sort of top teams?
Well, I've played in the league as well, when it kind of first started, when I was at Cumbernauld Colts. What I kind of found in the league when I played in it and I was involved in it was your top kind of six teams, they games were always really, really tough. Whereas maybe the teams maybe on the lower side weren't as tough. Whereas compared to the league that we've just hopefully just coming out, we felt that was every game was really, really tough. If Kelty are staying in it, they're obviously a top side. You've got Bonnyrigg, you've got BSC, you've got East Stirling, you've got Spartans, who are all good teams, but obviously we went and won a really, really difficult league. We've got a great squad of boys, great players and great boys within that, and we've obviously added one, maybe looking to add another two or three as well, so we'd be fully confident. Listen, we're not going to say that we're going to win it, but I fully expect if we do go into the league, then we would be challenging in the top half, near the top of the top six of the table, hopefully.
Yeah, and you mentioned Cumbernauld Colts there, actually. It happens more and more, I think it's because the majority of people listen to the podcast before they come on, but I was going to actually mention Cumbernauld Colts because as much as we give the likes of, the former East Juniors, and obviously you mentioned some of the top teams there, but there's teams like Colts that have came out and said that they're obviously pushing on. They've made a few impressive signings, towards the sort of end here. Could you see the likes of Colts maybe push on as well?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, as I said, I played there probably about 4 years ago now. And to be honest, it's probably one of the most enjoyable times I had. I played most weeks. Great facilities around the club. The chairman, who's obviously still there, put a lot of work into the club. Really professionally ran. The two managers at the time, obviously James and Craig, were good with me. It was only our first year, so I think we finished fourth, which is probably, I think, the highest that they've finished since they've been in the league. So, yeah, definitely, if they're putting a wee bit of backing into it as well, a good attraction for players to go and play at Clyde Stadium and train there as well. So, yeah, I'd fully expect Cumbernauld and also teams like the Stirling Universities and stuff as well to be expecting to challenge as much as they can as well.
Yeah, agreed, mate. I think it's going to be yourself, having played in the league previously, but I always say this, but I think it's true, and I think everyone sees it as well, but the quality is just improving season in season. Obviously, some of the players that are coming down, but obviously the likes of younger boys as you mentioned, like the Stirling Uni and whatnot. It's just immense, and I think it's filtered down to like east of Scotland. I noticed like Linlithgow Rose obviously signed like Scott Stevenson the other day, and players like that. Do you think non-league's in a really decent place at the moment?
Yeah, I think so. I've obviously during my kind of playing times, I kind of dipped in and out. I was at a few clubs, Broxbourne, Swakey Juniors, and whatever. But no, definitely, as I said, the league that we've just won, it's a really, really difficult league to win. I think the two teams that beat us at the time were bottom of the league. So it just showed you that every game was tough. So obviously that's in the kind of east side. Obviously I've seen recently in the west as well. I've got a good relationship with Mick Kennedy at Darvel. I played with underneath Mick at Colville Park. And they're trying to do things in the right way as well, in terms of around the club, attracting even the West as well. I know another few clubs in there. So yeah, definitely for me in non-league, I think it's all about the kind of environment that you create at the club to try and attract players to come and play, even if it is down the levels a wee bit to maybe what they're used to. I think it's the environment that you create to then to go and get a squad of players and push on. So in terms of the East, obviously I know it a bit better. As I said, really, really tough league. A lot of good players, a lot of good teams, good managers. And also, we're in the West. We've just moved across to the West. There'll be a good few teams that are obviously looking to get through the pyramid as well and get into the Lowland League. So I do genuinely think over potentially the next 2 to 3 years, the Lowland League could be a real, real tough and strong league.
There's been a lot of chat, obviously, about the West of Scotland and obviously reconstruction and whatnot. But yeah, I think it's we will see that in a few seasons, obviously. Teams finding their level and stuff. Obviously, more relegation and promotion and all that sort of stuff. So I think you're right. I think there is going to be I'm quite excited for the next few years, to be honest with you, Blair, especially like say, Bowness coming in. But you mentioned, obviously, you had a couple of defeats. I think one of them was against like Whitehill. I can't remember the other team, but did that cause you a wee bit of concern sort of towards the end of the season, or was it pretty much just like, let's move on?
To be honest, we were never really concerned. Probably the two results at the time kicked us on a little bit as well, and just made us realise just how tough that the league is. I think the two defeats actually came at home as well, which is it came across as a surprise. But no, as a group of staff and a group of players, we were more than confident that we were going to go on and win the league, obviously, by playing the games. There were still some tough games to go. I'd imagine teams would have dropped points all over the place. But we were fully confident that having the season been going ahead, that we would have won our games that we had to win, and then obviously hopefully got promoted as well.
I've never actually spoken to Max. I know Sean, obviously, just before this sort of kicked off, the lockdown and whatnot, he was through in Bowness to chat to a few of the guys. But he seems to come across, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it's quite intense, quite passionate. Does that rub off in the team?
Yeah, 100%. I do think it does. I actually played under Max at Broxbourne. He actually released me as well, which sometimes I remember him of. But no, obviously Max, he's obviously came from a kind of football background. He's really intense, but all he wants is the best for the group of players and then the club as well. On a match day, he's in the zone. You can hear him. He's shouting at referees, shouting at linesmen, shouting at the players. But yeah, he definitely has that side. But I think every good manager's got that side. The players respect him fully as well as do the staff. But it's good to have that side, I think, as well. I do think he's calmed down as the season's went on at times, but he has got that kind of side to him as well, which is needed, I think.
Yeah, especially when you talk about sort of winning mentalities and whatnot, I think every sort of, even players have that sort of side of them where, you know, that's the main objective, obviously, going out to win. And I'm not kept up with East of Scotland as much, obviously, my main focus is the Lowland League, but I know a couple of the boys at Bowness, like Brian Ritchie, Ian Nimmo, Ryan Adamson. What are the sort of standouts from the team this season?
I think the biggest standout, and it might go the old saying, but it has been the team. At the start of the season, we were quite bare in terms of the squad, relying on boys to play a lot of the games, maybe at times having one or two subs. As the seasons went on, we've really, really got in a good squad of players. We've obviously got the boys that have been there over the last maybe 45 years, your Hunts and Dougies and Mikey Gemmels and Ian Nimmels that have played at Bowness for a number of years. And then you've got your kind of newer group of players that have come in. So I think the real team effort is probably what's gave us the success. We've probably, I think near the end of the season, when it stopped there, we maybe had 6-7 players on the bench that could easily play in our team and would play in every other team in the league.
And just to sort of touch on yourself a wee bit, Blair, what sort of got yourself into coaching? Was it something you always thought about doing while playing and whatnot?
Yeah, I've always had an interest. I've also been brought up in a football family. Obviously, I've been doing a bit of coaching now for about 7 to 8 years. Started off just with the young kids at Falkirk's Academy. Progressed since then. Obviously, my football career probably didn't go the way I wanted it. Unfortunately, I had to stop about 6 months ago. So, mostly been coaching kind of youth kids. Also, and at Rangers as well. I've got my own coaching academy that I created 3 years ago, and it's still going quite strong. And then, obviously, just before pre-season, I got a phone call from Max, who I think we lost our first team coach to Berwick, and he asked me to come in and see how I liked it. And then after the first session, I was more than happy to continue. So it gave me a good opportunity to go and work under Max and Blackie as assistant, and then work with men as well, on a Tuesday, Thursday, and then a Saturday, which is great.
Brilliant, mate. That's good to hear. And obviously, because of the coronavirus, everything's sort of locked down at the moment. But the coaching courses are still getting done online. There's still a few resources, obviously, that I've noticed. Is it a wee bit different, obviously, doing stuff online compared to obviously being out on the pitch? What's the sort of difference? Do you still get the same out of it, or would you rather be out on the pitch working?
Yeah. Well, for me, I'm not very. Well, I'm not the best on the computers and laptops. I'm getting better. I have got over the last 7 weeks. So that's all that I've kind of been doing, listening to podcasts and doing some stuff on the laptop and speaking to other coaches and managers and catching up. But for me, I prefer the coaching when I'm actually out there doing it and learning as I'm going. I've just started my UEFA B licence today. That was online and it was really interesting. Just to see how the course ran. A lot of good learning on it today as well. So that's obviously something that I'm looking to get done. And then hopefully when things get back to normal, we can get back on the grass coaching as well.
More involvement in football. And obviously you mentioned I think it's the Pro Performance Academy.
Yeah, so that's my own academy that myself and my business partner, Callum Tappan, who was playing at Forfar last year. We've been good mates for a while now. And we started up that academy, so that's for boys and girls aged probably starting at kind of 5, 6, 7 year old all the way through to professional players, different ages, different abilities. Getting a lot of girls coming into us as well, which is great to see. Just before lockdown there, we had Stephen Kingsley, who plays at Hull. Craig Sibbold, who's obviously at Livingston, who's a good friend of mine. He comes in and uses our services as well. So yeah, that's my kind of main job, coaching job, which is good. So that's what I'm kind of doing at the moment. Just try to put some plans in place for when we get back to just kind of make the academy a wee bit better.
Brilliant, mate. And Callum is the brother of Jordan. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah. So I'm obviously been mates with Callum for, as I said, a number of years. I'm also good mates with Jordan as well. So I think he's signed again for East Stirling, so it would be hopefully good to come up against him. I've kind of watched his career, kind of just seen him in a few games and stuff as well, get on well with him as well. So, that's his brother.
Yeah, I gave him a wee bit of pelters a few days ago because Shire put out their goals of the season, and there was one clip of Jordan, he tried to go for an overhead kick, so he was relieved that Bobby Barr obviously finished it after that, or he would have never lived that one down. But Jordan, I've spoke to Jordan a few times just online and that. I've not really spoken to him personally, but he seems like a great guy and obviously a really great defender in the Lowland League.
Yeah, I'll speak to him and get him on for you.
Well, we went a wee spell, obviously, no sort of speaking to Shire, because similar to Bowness, we had been at Falkirk Stadium you know, a few weeks before all this. So we were taking our time with everything. Yeah. But I quite like Taps. Like, you know, it's good that he signed back on with Shire, because I'm sure he'll be, you know, one of the key players for them. But in terms of, you know, where Boness are at the moment, and you're coaching with them, how do you find sort of the differences between coaching likes of children and then men's? Do you have to go in with a different mentality? Do you have to go? I take it you have different plans on how to approach things.
Yeah, definitely, and that's one of the reasons why I kind of took the role at Boness. As I touched on earlier, my last club that I played at was Coghill Park. The manager there was obviously, I touched on it, Mick Kennedy, who for me was, even though it was at amateur level, he's probably one of the best managers I've worked under, and I only worked under him for 6 months. He showed a lot that I kind of took in terms of being a manager, and how you deal with players and stuff as well. So for me to get into the senior game at 24, 25 year old, I thought it was an opportunity that I couldn't turn down. In terms of the difference, yeah, the differences are quite obviously different. I'm coaching younger kids and kind of teenagers mostly, but when you're going into the adult game, I've obviously had a decent career and been worked under some good managers and played with some good players, so I've got a decent understanding of the game. But it's how you interact with the players. To be honest, I was quite intimidated when I first went in, because you're dealing with, for example, Dougie Donnelly, who's played 10 years at Boness, Stuart Hunter, who's played 8-9 years as well. And obviously, as I said, our squad's built with really good players, so obviously they're watching you as well. But the respect that I've got from the players this year, in terms of when I'm putting on a session, yeah, you've got the odd bit of banter and they say the session's rubbish or whatever, but overall the players have been absolutely brilliant with me, and that's probably why I've enjoyed it so much. So yeah, as I said, the boys have been great, and obviously I'm looking to build on it next year. That's me now having a year kind of coaching a men's team.
No, that's excellent, Blair. And one thing you obviously touched on a wee bit earlier, but obviously, you know, you've got girls coming into your academy, and that always sort of interested me. I've never been in like a massive fan of sort of women's football, but we've seen the likes of Shelley Kerr, how well she's done with the women's side of the game. Are you seeing, I don't know how hard it is to sort of compare if there's not really been girls previously, but are you yeah, seeing an improvement? And girls, are they just as sort of dedicated as the boys?
Yeah, 100%. It's probably been over the last year that myself and Callum have seen a real rise in the girls that are coming into our academy, and they're showing a real keen interest to come in and get that little bit extra coaching, that wee bit extra detail that they might not get. So we, as I say, we maybe started off with 2-3 girls. We've probably now got between 20 and 30 girls that come and use our services. The girls really want to learn. They really want to improve. And it's obviously great to see that the game's obviously getting better and getting more kind of coverage and stuff as well. So no, it's good.
Yeah, brilliant, mate. No, I totally agree. We've obviously spoken to a few people that are either involved in the women's game or obviously on the coaching side and stuff. I always find it fascinating, because as I say, I've not followed women's football for very long, but it's always sort of keen to see where it stands. And as I mentioned, obviously like Shelley Kerr and the national team getting to the World Cup, and that's obviously good for the future of you know, Scottish football, if you will.
Yeah, definitely. Yep. No, just obviously just kind of looking forward to hopefully getting the football back. Again, everybody's kind of in the dark as when we're going to get back. But hopefully all things going to plan. Obviously, Boness get promoted into the Lowland League. I think it's kind of 90% done. So that would be good for us. And then it's just in terms of putting plans in place and stuff to go and compete in that league, which I think we will. And as I touched on earlier, it is a strong league at the moment. But I do think over the next 2 to 3 years, it's going to get even stronger. So that was why our aim for this season was to get promoted, because we really thought that over the next 2, 3, 4 years it's going to be really tough to get both out the east of Scotland and obviously the west of Scotland as well to get into that pyramid to hopefully one day go through the leagues as well.
Did you just come up at the right time, kind of avoiding, you know, there's often a lot of talk, you know, even back in the juniors, who was the better teams of the east or west? Did you guys you know, come up at the right time, so you potentially didn't have to play like a Auchinleck or a Pollock, or is it just going to be competitive for everyone going forward?
Yeah, as I said, every game that we played this season was tough. Every game, even like obviously the derby against Llanfairpwll, I think there was like 1,200 fans there as well. So it just shows that obviously the coverage is good. So yeah, every game was tough, and obviously I've played against Auchinleck when I was at Cumbernauld in the Scottish Cup. As I touched on, I know a few of the teams. Obviously, your Cumbernauld are signing a few players, your Darvels, your Drumchapels and stuff as well. So it's going to be really, really competitive as the seasons go on. But obviously, as I said, we've got a good squad, so we are quite confident to go and win the league. If it wasn't this season, we'd be confident to go and win it next season as well. So yeah, it probably is a good time to get up, and obviously we are looking to then go and secure our position in the Lowland League.
Brilliant, mate. I was looking forward to, obviously, I'm from Fife, so I was kind of sort of semi wanting the hoes up on for, you know. But that's just obviously for the sort of Kelty Hill of Beef rivalry, because as you mentioned, obviously, you know, these guys have a massive derby against Llanfairpwll Rose, but I think it would have been tough for any East team next season, because the West's going to be quite strong. I've heard, obviously, well, you mentioned Darvel a wee bit earlier, they're making some signings. You know, I'm not sure if you'll know too much in terms of, you know, sort of club secretary, manager-wise, but certainly, do you think like Sabonis and the East teams will lose out players to some of the West now that they're involved in the pyramid?
I think it could obviously be an option. Football's obviously, it's the old saying, but it's a funny game. Again, it depends on the player and whatever. I think whether it's the East or the West, the top teams in the leagues are always competitive in terms of, one, the squad that they've got, the manager, their aspirations, and also the financial side as well. Yep. Obviously, players in the kind of non-leagues, they're not making a fortune in the game, but obviously they can make some decent money as well, so that will come in it as well. But as I think every manager in the country at their levels will probably just be trying to get the best squad of players that they can get, and then putting that obviously out in the pitch and hopefully getting results on a Saturday.
Yeah, and I think one thing that a lot of people mention in terms of the old juniors, I think where the likes of Bo Ness, Kelty, Bonnie Rigg, all the former sort of East juniors coming into the Lowland League, they could probably sell the fact that they have, you know, a lot of fans coming to the games. They have really good infrastructures. Not to say that a lot of the Lowland League teams don't, yeah. But there are some teams obviously trying to build up that fan base and whatnot. And I think likes obviously the BSCs and your Caledonian Braves, they're sort of on their path. But it seems to me like to Kelty and Bo Ness, they've already got the history there, basically.
Yeah, obviously. Myself growing up, obviously I'm a Falkirk lad, but you knew the kind of tradition of at the time, Bo Ness and Llanfairpwll Rose, even your other teams that we've mentioned, Auchinlecks and stuff, they're all big names in the game. But no, obviously we've got the history, as I say, we've got the group of players now, we've got the manager in place, and it's probably now, I was actually spoke to Max on the phone this morning, it's probably just now, just changing, not changing things, but just putting things in place to make the environment as professional for the players that we can. Behind the scenes, the board and the secretary and the chairman and stuff and all the people involved in the club that are there on a Tuesday, Thursday and on a Saturday, they put a lot of time and effort into the club as well. So one that hopefully we've rewarded them for getting promoted. And now we obviously just need to keep moving and changing wee things as we go to obviously maybe one, attract a player to the club and obviously keep the players that we've already got.
Brilliant, Blair. And just finally, I know we've touched on finance and stuff. I believe our bonus are part of like the donate a ticket, and have they got any fans sort of, you know, just giving pages and that going?
Yeah, I think the club are. I think they are doing the donate a ticket. I've seen that obviously in their Facebooks and their Twitter and stuff, along with all the other clubs that are doing it as well, which is great to see obviously during these tough times. I also think that obviously both clubs have been putting up kind of videos of games that we've played during the season. So I think the one against Llanfairpwll was up over the weekend there, or maybe a few weekends ago. So you know, it's obviously tough times for these clubs, but just hopefully that every club can survive it and get through it, and then get back to playing games. obviously, thanks for having me on. It's good, obviously, to speak about Bo'ness and to get our name out there as well. And also for myself as well, just obviously I'm kind of new in terms of the coaching at a senior team. Some people might look at me at the side of the park and think, who's the wee guy there? But obviously I've got a decent bit of knowledge on the game, hopefully. And obviously at 24, 25-year-old, it's great for me to be in, obviously working with kind of grown men, putting sessions on for them and taking the banter and giving a bit of banter and stuff as well, and just learning as much experience as I can, hopefully coming up against real good managers as well. Obviously, if Kelty are going to be in the league, which is obviously really tough on them because they should probably have got the chance to go up, but obviously come up against Barry Ferguson, who was my hero growing up, that'll be a good test for myself and looking forward to their challenges going forward. And yeah, just seeing where the kind of journey for Bo'ness takes us.
All right. Just a quick one about Barry. Kelty Awards night or Zoom sort of thing on Saturday. Didn't they recognise me because I had my specs on? Because I usually I usually don't wear my specs unless I'm obviously working doing the sort of media work. And he's usually on the other side of the pitch from me. So he goes like, "Who's that with the specs on?" And I'm like, "Fuck's sake!" Nah, he's a good guy, Barry. Obviously, and we kind of touched on him a bit, Max, but he's certainly got the sort of the determination and the passion and that. I'm looking forward to Bo'ness, obviously, hopefully joining the league. Hopefully, get to see you guys and a few familiar faces like Brian Ritchie Senior. Missing him, I know Brian Ritchie. I don't know if you know Brian Ritchie Senior, but he's a
yeah.
Quality guy. I've been missing him certainly. No, I think it's going to be exciting. I'm just hoping it'll be back soon. I don't know how soon it's going to be, but there's a lot, obviously, different factors, and we're still in lockdown. Where you know some of the like England, for example, isn't. But no, when we're back, I'm sure we'll all get to a few Bo'ness games, and hopefully it'll be a decent showing.
Yeah, no, hopefully, as I say, that's what I spoke about to Max this morning. It's just trying to put things in place in terms of pre-season and trying to arrange games and put on kind of training sessions. But we obviously don't know when we're going to be back and how we're going to be back, if it's going to be in small groups. Or hopefully there's a wee bit of light at the end of the tunnel. Obviously seen in England that the players, I think, are starting back tomorrow in groups of fours and fives. So, hopefully, obviously everybody comes out it safe and well. And then gradually we can get back playing. Obviously training on a Tuesday, Thursday, and then the games on a Saturday, which everybody wants to get back.
Brian Blair, thanks for coming on, and obviously you know brilliant to, as you mentioned, obviously to get a wee bit of Bo'ness coverage. Look forward to covering the team a bit more, getting a wee bit more knowledge about yous and seeing how yous do when football is back.
Brilliant. No, thanks for having me on.